And today we have a story, or rather it is a testimony given to us by a priest. This is from an article, and it was to shed light on what exorcism is. So we're going to be having a look at that today. Welcome to this channel following Padre Pio, and here we have a series of short stories on the life of our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to see what his intercession could do for you. We encourage everyone to enroll your Mass prayer intentions, because we have a Mass every Friday in which we bring your intentions to Padre Pio in this Mass. And all you have to do is watch the video on the end screen, how to enroll. And we'd love it if everyone would be part of our Padre Pio apostolate. And it would be tremendous if you would help us by liking our video and sharing the video with friends and with colleagues. In the story today, our Lord Jesus, as we know, did exorcisms, and he also commissioned his disciples using the following words. He said, "Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and drive out demons." So the word exorcism, it actually comes from, it has a Greek origin. Exorcizin, meaning to curse. So it's like removing curses from people. That's the idea behind it. But what does the deliverance from evil spirits really consist of? Is it even something real? And when should one even be thinking about this or considering the possibility of exorcism? Now, there's the website exorcismus.org, and they give us this word of caution. They tell us, beware of false exorcists. And they say, currently, more and more frequently, there are unauthorized people taking up this ministry of freeing. And commonly, they are frauds. They exorcise against our Lord's commandments. They exorcise for money, in exchange for money. And apparently, these actions can often bring dire effects, usually done by people like psychics, charmers, witch doctors, and the like. And in fact, they tell us that their actions are covertly, they're often covertly occultistic or spiritism. Do they have a real power of freeing? And the author of the website tells us absolutely not. So we stay away from that sort of thing. We stay keeping away from this occultish parody. We're not talking about that at all today. In the story, there was a Father Piero Catalan. And in fact, he was a spiritual child of Father Gabriel Amorth, the famous Vatican exorcist. He died in 2016. And he says that during exorcism, the demons often call the saint of Pietrocina the bearded man, or Francesco Forgione. They avoid using Padre Pio. Just a little bit of background. Father Piero is a priest. He's an exorcist of Reggio Calabria, and he is explaining the use of relics of saints during exorcism, and says that he invokes Saint Pierre of Pietrelcina against the devil to very good effect. We can see here how the demons, they really fear the name of Padre Pio. They avoid using his name. Now, Father Piero studied for a number of years to be an exorcist. And as we said, he's a spiritual son of Father Amorth. Way back, he started practicing what he called a prayer of liberation. Perhaps praying against vices and things like that, being liberated from these things. And he was 18 years old, and then he studied for a number of years in order to become an exorcist. And he tells us that in his office, he has many relics of saints. And he says, "I use them during my exorcisms," and he explains this to the Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera. Now, Father Piero says, "Which saint do I invoke the most often?" He says he has a special love for Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, who often makes himself present or known during exorcisms. When the person possessed suddenly becomes afraid, then he'll say, "The one with the beard is here." And I reply, "By any chance, is that is he named Saint Pio of Pietrelcina? To which the demon will respond, no, his name is Francesco Forgione. The devil fears even to use Padre Pio's name. And then he describes a little bit of what would be the indications for an exorcism. And it can be a variety of things, from nausea to cold. And Father Piero says that he becomes aware of a demonic presence, a possession or a vexation through typical reactions of the demon. For example, he says, as soon as I put my hand on the person's head, he or she pulls back or turns icy cold or feels like they are choking or they become nauseated. And he says, if it's not a case of demonic presence, then he simply does a prayer of liberation. And he leaves it at that. In these exorcisms, how would we expect the demons to react? And he tells us, the demon does everything possible to tempt the exorcist. And once he asked me, how much money do you want to come over to my side? And Father Piero says, I started to laugh because I've made a vow of poverty. I don't even have money to pay for my own funeral. And I share everything I have with the poor. And the devil said, if I could, I would kill you instantly. So why doesn't he? And Father Piero replied, you can't, because I belong to Jesus. So he's under the protection of our Lord. And so we can see from this that it seems that Padre Pio, even his relics appear to be very disturbing to the demonic world. They have an exorcistic effect. And just an invitation, please do join us next time for another video on Padre Pio. And our videos come out every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. If you're not receiving reminders of our videos, then firstly, make sure that you are subscribed to our channel and click that reminder bell. Another way, of course, would be to enroll your Mass Prayer Intentions. And there's an option there. We can remind you of future videos as we make them.